Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Right, at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Harry Styles live on tour. It's coming to the Masonic in San Francisco this coming Tuesday night. This is a very sold out show. There are no tickets for you unless you listen to our girl, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
She has a pair of tickets and early entry to the show, which might mean you catch a little of the, you know, the warm up. They're doing the sound check.
Get a good seat in there. Close to the stage.
Yeah. So if you want to win these, listen to Jane this Friday. That would be tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
That's right.
Tomorrow's Friday, you guys. It's tomorrow. 4:05 p.m. during her show tomorrow. She has tickets for Harry Styles live on tour. Let's all be there for that. Create the kitchen and bathroom of your dreams now at Pacific Sales. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the latest deals. I've been meaning to tell you this for a couple days. Hooman.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember last year there was some kind of scandal where a sign language dude was...
Yeah, for Obama.
Was that what it was?
It was in Africa, yeah. There was a big problem with it because there were a lot of fake signers. And it just happened that this guy was standing next to
this guy was just wildly gesticulating and...
But he was hired by
somebody legit. Yeah.
Yeah. And he just didn't know sign language. So the other day, as you're watching the news coverage of these things, and I've seen this clip a million times since, I want to say it was like a police commissioner or someone who's coordinating relief efforts. I think it was for Harvey, although I guess it could have been for Irma. So type in crazy sign language guy... press conference, Irma, Harvey. You've got to... This dude, apparently, he is doing sign language. He's doing actual, readable sign language. But his facial expressions and enthusiasm and just... It's... You, in particular, will love it. And I wanted you to put it up for our listeners to see on... if they haven't already seen it on Facebook or on our Instagram or something.
Is it this guy right here, Sarah?
That is the dude. There he is. So as the guy's sort of... Oh, it's a Navy dude who's... Oh, it is about Irma, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And he is just going... This isn't even the part where he's going nuts. At one point, he's sticking his tongue way out.
Yeah, he's already done that. He's complete goofball. Yeah.
The New York Post has it zeroed in on him. I'll post that article.
Yeah, just post whatever video you can put up there so people can see it. He's just... He is so funny. He's going crazy. Oh, he's
like
hilarious.
A cartoon character.
I know. He's great. Jimmy Kimmel had him on his show, I don't know when I saw it, maybe yesterday or the day before, and he brought him up, the guy didn't say a word, just brings him up, and keeps doing his monologue, and the dude's standing there doing the sign language for it. And it was so funny. Anyway, crazy sign language guy. Now that's how you do it. I mean, that guy's fully going for it. I just thought, I know how much you liked that other one, so I thought you might enjoy this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch the guy next to Obama as well.
Yeah. Well, that guy was faking it. This guy really is doing sign language. Pharma bro. This guy's a peach. That's all you can really say about him. He's just a delight. He's a 34-year-old guy named Martin Shkreli, a biotech entrepreneur. He's the guy who increased a life-saving drug's price by 5,000% when he got a hold of it.
Yeah.
It went from like $750 a dose to, what did he put it up to, $700 and something a dose? I don't see that in this particular story. He's also the guy who bought the Wu-Tang Clan secret album for $2 million.
Mm-hmm. Now he's trying to sell it.
He is also, he's out on bail right now for securities fraud. And they just revoked his bail because of a tweet that he put up. He was taken into custody immediately after a judge heard about his online presence. He offered to pay anyone a $5,000 bounty for securing one of Hillary Clinton's hair, follicle included, while she's out on her book tour. So the judge said, I'm sorry, that's encouraging assault. And you are now not out on bail anymore. He faces 20 years in prison for security fraud. He apologized in writing in court. His attorneys asked him to give him another chance. And the judge said no, revoked his bond. The fact that he continues to remain unaware of the inappropriateness of his actions or words demonstrates to me he may be creating ongoing risk to the community. And he's going to stay in a maximum security prison until his sentencing, which is in January.
Oh, wow.
Adios, amigo. He's facing 8 counts of securities and wire fraud for misleading investors and illegally using funds from a biotech company that he once ran. There you go. See you later, bud. Your bail's been revoked. At the end of a jail term is O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. Wait, October, right?
Yeah, but they're already sort of getting set up for this. O.J. has some misgivings about his impending release. He feels a bond with the guys he's been in jail with for the last 9 years. And they've put him into kind of a private area while he's, ever since he was granted parole, they've moved him. And I guess he really was enjoying, he was the commissioner of the inmates' baseball team. He had a little job.
I let those guys have bats.
They say, I know, they say he loved being in the general population. He's super social, feels most comfortable around other people, misses his prison jobs, like being the, oh, it's a softball league, but still, it's a hard bat. And it's actually kind of a hard ball, too. He's ready for a return to normal life, and he wants to get to say goodbye to his prison buddies. So they may be walking
let him
through, they may let him say. Looks like he's going to move to Florida to be with his family once he's released. It looks like the second week of October. He's going to be playing a cat and mouse game with the media when he's released, and this involves his safety. The media has a 1 in 18 chance of spotting him when he's released from Lovelock Correctional Center in Nevada because there are 18 release points.
Oh.
And TMZ says prison sources say they're keeping the actual release site and date on the DL. So basically, you got to camp out around the prison. Somewhere around that second week of October, you won't know what time, you won't know what day, and you won't know what exit. And I suppose they can look out the window and see which one has the least people surrounding it. They are concerned for his safety. He was, let's see, they worry a chase would ensue, and prison staff, bystanders, and Simpson himself could be injured or even worse. They don't want another chase on their hands, is what they're saying. Simpson wants nothing to do with the media, he says, when the prison doors open. And TMZ speculates it's part of a plan for him to cash in with some kind of splashy interview. Mm-hmm. And maybe Oprah wants to talk to him. The more he's seen, the more the value goes down. And the prison source wanted to make it clear to TMZ the secrecy and condition of Simpson's release will be made by the prison, not by OJ.
All right.
So he'll be back out in the real general population in, I don't know, a month. American Idol is in some trouble.
The new one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They've backed themselves into a corner. And now they are saying that they might need to delay taping until they land more judges. And if that happens, it doesn't work for the only judge they have so far, Katy Perry, who completely rearranged her schedule to be able to shoot the show and then go out on her witness tour.
For this record
that she just dropped. So Thursday... today, I guess, is the last stop for the auditions. These are the ones before they get to, apparently they're saying tour bus auditions. And it's weeks away from planned taped auditions with the judges. But the problem is they're no closer to locking down anyone besides Katy.
Hmm.
The dilemma is simple. If they're forced to postpone the filming, it conflicts with her witness score tour schedule. They want Luke Bryan as their second judge. They're not even mentioning the third judge. He wants more money.
Well, he's got them over a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
They need judges, and they've already paid. Well, they know what the pay is.
Right. $25 million is what the pay is.
Well, he could, even if he says to himself, all right, I'm nowhere near as big as her, but I'm big enough that I want 2/3 of that.
Right.
Well, that's still probably more money than they want to pay Luke Bryan.
I think that we heard some crazy thing. I want to say we saw a budget for judges and for Ryan Seacrest was like $40 million. So between Katy Perry and Ryan Seacrest, they're at $35 million at least.
Right. Well, didn't they want to give Lionel five?
Right, so I don't know what. Was he before they secured Ryan Seacrest? Maybe that was part of the negotiation. Who knows? But either way, it's like, okay, well, so is the show canceled? Like, what are they going to do?
They'll find people who will take the money. I bet you there's someone out there who's thinking to themselves, this could be the only way to think about it, too. It's great publicity. This is an ad for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do it for the, how much is left? $3 million?
Yeah, I'll do it for $2.5 million.
It's still really good money. Not great, not what Katie's getting, but what you might get back in record sales and fans could be worth it. But it won't make you a judge. It'll make you someone running for mayor.
Right. Because it's hard to hear people booing you when you're used to being cheered at.
Right. Instead of going out there and judging people and really being harsh, they're going to go out there and say, I'm trying to get people to come to my shows.
Right. I want people to like me. You know, we've talked about this before, but they're stupid anyway. The reason the first show worked, you had Paula Abdul, who was a totally washed up rock star. Like a pop star, whatever the hell she was. And then you had two real, like a music producer and a A&R guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why how is no one seeing that what you need is like a Jimmy Iovine or something, someone who does that kind of job, someone who finds new artists and develops them, and then find
an unlikable British guy.
Find an unlikable, there have to be more than just Simon Cowell. I don't understand, but what do I care? It's not my show. Good luck to him.
But you did like the first...
Oh, the first four or five seasons, I was all in. I want to say the season that Jennifer Hudson went out in sixth place is when I quit the show because she was so far head and shoulders above everybody else on the show that year. I just went, okay, so this show sucks.
I think I stopped watching. I'm looking at the judges. I stopped watching as soon as Paula, Randy, and Simon were off. Because then there was Kara Diogardi.
Yeah.
Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer Lopez, Steven Tyler, Nicki
Ellen
Minaj, Mariah, Harry Connick, Keith Urban.
That was like Ellen's.
I never watched any of those people.
It's got to be one of her regrets, right?
I would think. She can't look back on that and go, yeah, that was a great idea. She's like, I'm just a lady who likes music. It's like, that's really not enough.
Yeah.
If you're wondering if Alec Baldwin will be coming back to SNL as Trump, wonder no more. The answer is yes. And of course the answer was yes. He'll be on the season premiere. So.
Any minute.
Yeah. And I'm trying to find a date here. September 30th.
Yeah, it's got to be any minute. All the shows are starting now.
Ryan Gosling is the host and Jay-Z is the musical guest.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be one to watch. Alec Baldwin will be back. I don't know too much about this little blue check mark on Instagram, on some Instagram accounts.
Well, it means you're verified.
The problem is that there is no process to actually get this mark and there has become a black market for this thing. And
well, people want to be verified.
Over, right?
I would like to be verified. Instagram.
I would too. Yeah, Instagram, verify us for God's sake. If anyone should be verified, we talk about you all the time. By the way, just put up the pictures as they get posted.
Yeah.
Don't start. We're asking them for a favor.
Oh,
you don't need
right.
to start with them.
You're doing great. Just keep doing
it. How many
doing.
Followers do you need in order to get verified is what it comes down to.
Boom in.
I have way less than you, Zet, Sarah, and Vinny, and I'm verified. I don't know how.
Yeah, so
it
how do you?
Someone just wrote in and said he got verified, and this could be wrong. Believe me, texters are wrong a lot. But they wrote in and said it's because there's another dude that's famous.
Yeah, there is another human that's famous.
So that they had to verify each account in order to.
But even he only has 49,000. I mean, Alice has 53,000 and isn't verified.
What is the deal?
So they're saying that basically this is a product that isn't for sale. It's not a good, not a service. It's a status symbol. There is no process to get this thing. I don't know. You call Instagram and bitch like I'm Jennifer Lawrence and I'm the only Jennifer Lawrence and the real Jennifer Lawrence. Please stand up.
And I think this verification process actually began with Twitter. I think that was where the first sort of verified account thing started, and then now you see it on Instagram, and I don't see it on Facebook at all. But
so if you have a verified Twitter account and you link the two, then you can get verified on Instagram easier too. It increases your likelihood for verification. So you can post things that prove the account is actually you. That's what it's all
they
about.
They say there's a black market for Instagram verification, and they say it's an open secret in the influencer community.
Oh, that's you.
Are you in that, Homan?
That's you. He is that community.
They say, I mean what?
I don't know how influential I am. I only have 18,000 followers.
That's it?
Yeah. 18,000. 18.7 thousand.
Anyway.
What do you have?
They're saying that people get fired over.
What do you have, he asks.
I only have 21.7.
What do you have, Benny?
Benny, you have more like 30.
Yes, 30.7.
I was looking to see how many Usettes were there.
There can't be a lot of Usettes.
There are. Be. I'm the only one. The rest, there's a bunch of Suzettes, but I'm the only Usette.
Yeah, I have almost 31,000.
What do you, Sarah? You must have something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They're saying there are middlemen who have a direct line to figure this out. To get you verified, and they pay all their bills from 1 to 2 blue checks a month.
Damn.
What?
Yep. The fee is anywhere from a bottle of wine to $15,000, according to sources who have sold verification, bought verification for someone else, or directly know someone who has done one.
This is like a Ray Donovan type guy. He's a fixer. We got to find the fixer, pay his fee in order to get ourselves verified.
This one guy who's talking here, he says, he's heard of several employees getting fired for selling verification or accounts.
Mm.
Instagram shut down about 30 accounts related to cannabis last year, and a former employee tried charging people up to $7,500 to reactivate them since he still had access to the feature. He was found out, and his access was officially terminated. Instagram's not commenting on this. You know, I guess maybe you can apply for verification, but it's just incredibly difficult to get. Especially, I guess, when you bitch about the stupid order they put pictures in now.
Yeah,
it's so dumb. Please
don't
stop
do it.
God. You guys should verify Vinny just to get back at me. How do you like that, Vin?
I like that. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I only have a little bit of time here. Should I talk about Farrah Abraham's rejuvenated lady area?
Or what's the other one?
Or Thor.
Oh, Farrah Abraham for sure. Come on. Trying to get these nipples to do something.
I believe she's a cam girl now.
Yeah.
She's on something called Cam Story. And if you haven't heard of this.
She is?
I don't know too much about these cam girls, but apparently you interact with these girls one-on-one. You either subscribe or you pay
you can,
to be on
with
them.
Tell them what to do and
sure,
stuff.
And they act out whatever thing you want.
And so what, they have your credit card number? And
oh, yeah. And it's dinging as it goes. I read a book called The Girl in 6E, and she's a sex cam worker, and she's like one of the big ones. Like, she's super popular. And she was, like, in the book, they're really describing what these cam girls, who they are and what they do and how they're watching the money go up as they're keeping you on the line. And how they have, you know, their
in those
who...
moments, I could say I can speak from experience. Not I've never done the cam girl thing, but I do know you're vulnerable. Like, you're as a man, I have found myself in those moments where I'm like, nothing's more important than this right now, you know. And then it's over, and you're like, God, I'm disgusting. What is wrong with me? I'm gonna clean this mess up. And
oh,
get out of here.
Who did this?
What's wrong
Yuck!
With me? How could I?
Well, anyway, she's a
Till
young
tomorrow.
She's a young girl. She's 26, but she just went.
Farrah Abraham.
Farrah Abraham.
Well, she was on. What was the show she was
on
MTV? Yeah.
Like, I think there's a few Teen Moms now, but I think they call like her season Teen Moms OG or something like that.
Well, oh, all right.
It's lame.
Well, she's a whore. So then the next thing we heard about her was that she did that porno with
James Dean.
Yeah, I watched it too, by the way. And she is pro. Well, no, I mean, I'm not attracted to her, so I wouldn't watch that. I never went back to it to watch it for actual inspiration, but she does all the stuff.
Yeah,
like
all of it.
You would expect a person would have to be experienced to not scream ouch.
You're killing me.
You'd have to know what you're doing.
She got almost $1 million for that sex tape. That was 2013. And now she's doing a thing with this place called Cam Soda. And the big draw, that, and I think it debuted last night, the big draw is that she's gotten work done on her lady parts, and now she's debuting them only on Cam Soda.
Well, there was a video out of her last week getting that stuff done.
At they
the
showed
doctor's
it?
Office.
They showed
I didn't
the actual
click on it.
Operation.
I didn't click on it.
Or
they
talking just showed about her. Someone under 30 already having surgery. I mean, I know she's had face surgery.
Yeah,
everything.
She's got
surgery.
That look.
She's had everything done.
So she created a profile for herself on this Cam Soda, and she, I guess, this is a typical thing for cam girls and sex workers. You write a wish list, and then dudes who are really into you buy these things for you,
like. Sort of like a marriage. What are they? When you get married, do you
the
have
registry?
A registry? Is that it?
I mean, I guess she wants. Here are the things on her wish list: trips to Thailand, Greece, Monaco, and Brazil. $200 for a mani pedi. $3,000 for her hair. A Louis Vuitton purse, travel bag, and carry-on luggage. $1,000 shopping spree. Size 9 heels. She doesn't specify the
hold
makeup.
On.
Javier could have spent $10,000 on that.
Sure,
huh?
Javier, you could. And then I don't know what you get in return. You look at a peek at a rejuvenated lady area.
That's what I was going to ask you. So if I buy her the Louis Vuitton purse, I'm automatically getting the show, right?
I would assume.
I would assume, yeah.
But maybe
or
she'll have
not,
to pay the Cam Soda
it's
people.
For a date. I mean, she's a pay-for-play kind of girl, so.
Anyway, supposedly this debuted last night. I don't know how often she's going to be on this Cam Soda, but there you go. Have fun with her new lady parts.
No, Vinny. Thanks. I don't want to.
You sure?
I definitely don't want to.
What's coming up?
Have you heard about the water at Alameda Point?
I have not.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about that. It's not good news. Also,
uh-oh.
Color Factory makes the news.
Oh.
A new food trend and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. We just posted up a big picture of
we
Javier
did.
And the prize
Javier,
package.
Our winner, $10,000 donation that he made to the Houston Food Bank. And you and me and the guitar.
Yeah.
Go to the Alice973 Instagram, everyone. The picture is up.
Thank you, Hooman.
You can see how handsome Javier is.
He's
he is.
A good-looking
guy. Nice looking man.
He's a
got
model.
The guitar. He looks
model
like a guitar
and
player.
Rich.
Are you in love, Hooman?
Yeah. Do you want to date him?
Yeah.
No.
You're always looking for a date anyway, though, right, Javier? A woman? You like women? You like men? You like both?
She's putting him on the spot.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. All right. Very interesting.
A lot of people wrote. Someone wrote in and said, a lot of people have written about it, but someone wrote in and said, so I can go party with Yuzette for $10,000. Where do I send the check?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Actually, you can party for far less. She's going to be in San Carlos on Saturday night at Scott Capurro's show.
That's
believe
right.
me, she brings the party.
Hey.
UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on our radio station.
Jane, you're playing a game called Carlos Agabayas' real name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
She's one of the best all-time radio DJs.
Oh, yeah.
She picks the music here on Alice. Enjoy her this afternoon.
And tomorrow afternoon, 4:05, she has tickets to the sold-out Harry Styles Live on Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Jane.
And she wanted to remind me that early, she just texted me, early entry means they get to go in before the rest of the crowd so they can get close to the stage if they want to.
Oh.
No sound check.
No sound check.
She mentioned.
Right. I didn't know.
Thanks, Jane.
You get in early, have dinner with the band, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, it's just Harry Styles in the background. You can see
nice. Pretty.
Here's what's happening. Bad news for Florida as the Hurricane Irma death toll has climbed to 22.
Oh, man.
Power is now being restored. That's one of the big issues, especially when it's hot there.
Right.
People are overheating and can't run their air conditioners.
They just have to sit there and suffer.
It looks like they've restored power to 2 million customers, and they expect that there are probably still about 4.5 million customers without power.
Oh.
They hope to have most of that restored by the 17th and the last of it by the 22nd. So this is a slow process for some people. You know, people are starting to return home. Have your parents gone back yet?
They haven't. My sister went back, though, and they actually, it was so hot at their house because they had no power. And although I think they might have power now, but they spent the first two nights they were there sleeping in the car because it was the only place where there was any AC.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was like, and they tented in their yard and stuff at night because it was, you know, slightly cooler outside than inside. I know. It's not.
But their house is okay.
Well, they have some damage, but they're, yes, by and large, it's okay. It's the keys that really got it.
Yeah.
You know?
And they have kids?
They do, two kids. Basically my kids'
age. How old are they?
They're like 16 and 13.
Is school, like, not happening for anyone?
Yeah, it's not. I don't believe the kids have gone back to school yet.
Let me ask you a question, and I don't mean to ask this as if people who've chosen to live in Florida asked for this, but I do wonder, what is the Florida draw? I know there's no taxes or state tax.
State tax, right.
But what is the, I mean, it's hot and muggy.
Mm-hmm.
There's giant bugs, giant ones, big giant bugs. And then you do deal with hurricanes.
Yeah.
What's
it's
the draw?
Tropical. They
people
like
love
it. They do. Especially, you know, my parents spent their whole lives in New England, and man, they don't miss winter. You know?
So they are just like a lot of the people on the East Coast. Yeah. Go down Florida.
Yep. The living's easy down there, except when there's a hurricane.
So there's the Huffington Post did an article about the 10 reasons people retire to Florida.
All right, let's hear it.
So you said no income tax. That's correct. There's also no inheritance tax and no estate tax.
Mm-hmm.
The climate, which we've already said. The low cost of living. Very low cost.
Mm.
You don't like that?
No, that's, I mean, like there are definitely some cheap places in Florida, but not where my parents live.
People say the water. On one side, you've got the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, loads of lakes, canals all around, free entertainment.
Alligators,
golf,
yeah.
Recreation, water sports, fishing, boating, canals, biking, walking, running.
Yeah, if you're looking for nightlife, it's not the place. Oh, pickleball's huge there.
What is that?
It's, they restripe a tennis court. And they all play it down there. John is totally, he wants to like find a place around here that'll do it.
Pickleball.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's like a cross between like ping pong, tennis, paddleball. It's really fun. And they, and it's actually, it looks pretty fun. All I was right. Like, boy, it seems too hot to do that.
Yeah.
Crazy people. It's, they all get up at like 6 a.m. to go play pickleball before the sun is beating down on them.
Healthcare availability.
Yeah, there's a lot of elder care there. Tons of it.
Well, they go where the business is.
Mm-hmm. Big retirement communities, huge ones. And then you know, as your needs get higher, you move to a different part of the, before you go to the exit.
Where they specialize.
Right.
Dang.
You know, then there's one way out.
From it's, the, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, then that's enough.
No, go ahead.
The other one is, you know, they consider Florida to have 6 major cities. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myer, Clearwater, Tampa, and Orlando. And around each one of those are theaters, symphonies, museums, operas, ballet. So the arts abound.
All right. Well, there it
not
is.
Not near my parents' house. Nothing
oh,
to
someone
do there.
Says pickleball in Redwood City.
Oh.
Boom. John saved.
It's a long drive for him. Play pickleball.
I saw this headline and went, well, there, George. But a big study was done saying women in long-term relationships more likely than men to lose interest in sex.
Oh. Yeah, we get sick of banging you. That's for
they
sure.
They specifically mentioned women with kids. Pregnant women or women with kids, young children, often lose interest in sex.
Yeah, I'm super busy. I don't have time to lay around with you. Tired, man. Oh, really? More work to do? Okay.
While both sexes lose some desire with age, women are more likely to lose interest in sex when living with a partner or while in a relationship lasting over a year, they say.
Yeah. But you've made the point a few times, and I like this, and it's actually, I find this to be a motivating factor. Like, you are that guy's sex life. And if he wants it, you should put out. Like, I mean, no, you know, and the feminist will...
Louder, more loud.
Do not drown me out. Stop it. That's ridiculous. I mean, I get it. That's not exactly like a feminist stance or whatever, but I do think that you entered into a marriage contract and you should... Do
and
your
it goes
wifely,
both ways.
Absolutely.
Husband
There's girls
duties
who,
as well.
Absolutely. Because it you always feel better about it afterward. You should do it more.
Applause. Yes.
Both sexes reported that communication is the key to keeping the spark alive.
Yep.
But the percentages are...
Not good.
They're not good. Over a third of women report lacking interest in sex for 3 months or more in the previous year. Hmm. Whereas for men, that's 15%. And this is a wide age group. They didn't go with, you know, some little demo. They went with all the people.
Well, you are past your childbearing years, and so it is just for recreation. I mean, I think it's actually a normal, natural thing that as you get older, your sex drive goes down. Not everyone's does, but it's not abnormal. There's nothing wrong with you. But, you know, the guy wants it. He should put out. He's so
well,
good.
It goes
especially
like
if he does
this.
A lot. It's like he's always doing stuff, and I see him doing it. I'm like, oh, that is counting toward your, you're getting sexless.
It goes like this in a way, and it sounds obnoxious, but so if you're not going to give a person you've entered into a marriage with the sex, then you are actually asking them to go get it elsewhere? Is that what you're
insinuating? No, you're not actually asking for that, and, you know, I'm certainly not condoning someone going outside of a marriage for that, but I do feel like... It's a thing you can do to make your partner.
No, I agree.
Happy.
You and I aren't arguing. Mm. I'm just saying to that person who has held out for 3 years, you are actually keeping one of the joys of marriage from the person in the marriage.
You are their sex.
You're
life.
Not sharing with them. Therefore, you must somewhere in your head it occur to you, he's going to have to go get that somewhere else if I don't give it to him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some people are. Prefer so evolved that. That they're like, yeah, go ahead. Remember,
maybe
Yoko Ono had that. Isn't in her name Mei Li? She's like, I'm sick of banging you, John Lennon. Here's someone for you to bang. And then when he started to like fall for her, she cut that chick out of their life.
Well,
don't forget to mention if you're gonna finally roll over and give your spouse, do it joyfully.
Yeah,
try
no,
to be happy.
I do. I agree
smile
with you.
On my face yeah. too.
Yes, you do. You need to make it seem like
I
it's not a
flip over,
a pity f. I don't like. Yeah. You know, the guy doesn't like want that, and you should. You know,
I don't like it.
If you've resigned yourself that you have to do it, at least act like you're enjoying it. You know?
It really doesn't take that long.
There could be medical reasons. I mean, there's so many reasons why
use that. There can
well,
that's
what the marijuana lube is for, right?
Okay, Vinny.
By the way, still nothing over here.
Guys feel bad about themselves if you're constantly turning them down and they don't have someplace else to turn to because they're married to you.
And you're rolling your eyes every time you're doing it. And
don't do that.
Like you're...
You gotta...
Reading my magazine.
I don't like it.
Polishing my nails.
Her name was Mei Feng Yi Pang.
Mei Feng Yi Pang.
Yeah. Mei?
Huh. Or just Mei Pang.
Mm. All right.
What the Feng Yi?
Alameda Point.
Yes,
oh,
what?
Yes.
What's going on?
Good news. You can safely bathe again.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Water.
Apparently, they had a water problem in Alameda causing, let me get the number of people who were put out. They could not bathe, drink water, do dishes, do laundry. The water got mixed with the gray water, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
People said, we took a bath and came out smelly.
Ugh. Oh, no.
The health advisory impacts 267 homes and more than 60 businesses in Alameda Point. They say the water had a really foul taste.
Oy.
This article goes on to say the city made 10 portable showers available for affected residents.
Oh, how
wow,
nice.
10.
10.
Wow.
It was after we showered that we noticed that we stunk. We usually don't smell after taking a shower, so we knew there was something was wrong with the water.
Jeez.
Anyway, you can safely bathe again, but they say continue to refrain from drinking, cooking with it, or using it to brush your teeth. I'll not bathe in that either.
My eyes! My eyes!
268 residents were affected, 60 businesses. I think that number is low.
And there was some report that they were giving away bottled water to people.
Yeah, through the Red Cross.
Red Cross. Say what you will. There they are in an emergency.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 781 says, yes, cam girls have wish lists that are basically the same as wedding registries. Depending on the model and the item, people who can purchase these items will get something in return, like a personalized video of them using the item in question. Less tangible things will net a purchaser a simple thank you.
So it's just something nice you can do for your cam girl.
So check this out. Sometimes those cam girls,
not enough.
I don't know if they put the camera, their video out themselves to get to promote themselves, or if some scumbag somehow took video.
Cam girl pimp.
And put it out there. I don't know how I end up seeing these sometimes on those free sites that I hardly ever go to. But there was one girl who did a dance to the song Radar Love. Mm-hmm. And she's very
good at dancing.
Stacked. I mean, and really good at dancing. And I swear I could see how someone would be. I just won't. I don't even have my wallet near me. I've never done it. But I could see how someone would. Because after watching her dance, I thought, I would love to see more of that. A lot more. Mm. Like all the things. All the thing. So I bet they make a ton of money.
Mm. Some of them they say do. I'm telling you, that
you
book I read,
be.
The Girl in 6E. It's a mystery. It's like a murder mystery, craziness. And it's not for the faint of heart. Don't, if you're a prude, this is not the book for you.
Oh, really?
But it's good. I like it.
And you said she's a cam girl?
She's a cam girl. And she's writing, she's the, you know, first person.
Uh-huh.
Porn star Farrah's been rumored to be on Celebrity Big Brother.
Please don't put her on that. I think we did. I think that's why her name came up.
Yeah. I mean, these are all speculation lists, but I thought the one today from Yahoo was really good.
I never just hope they don't have any whores on there. Come on.
Who the bleep is Farrah Abraham? Do the Thor story.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to say.
I'll save it for you for tomorrow.
Your computer's right in front of you. Look it up.
No, I'll tell it to you tomorrow. It's a good one. Brent actually even grabbed me some audio from it.
Yeah.
I don't think we get to anything I asked you for today.
We pretty much didn't.
Actually, we're out of time now. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.